Well, 25 years ago, the Upper Peninsula Children's Coalition formed, and that was a group of people from nonprofit organizations and schools and the courts and from across the Upper Peninsula gathered together to see what they could do for youth. At the time, one of the things they were concerned about was, back in those days, if a kid went into juvenile detention or had to go into foster care outside the home, they had to leave the UP. And so this group of people got together and said, you know, we don't think this is right. We think we ought to have a resources like that in the UP. And so at the time, 25 years ago, this kind of collaboration was really unusual. Now, of course, it's the way things are done all the time. But at the time, this was kind of unusual. And so they got together and they did that. And it took them several years to get that set up. And now we have things like Bay Pines, and we have things like Teaching Family Homes, and we have a lot of resources now. And they thought that worked so well, they wanted to keep it going. So that was the origin of the Upper Peninsula Children's Coalition. But it's 25 years ago this week that that group met for the first time. And so on Thursday night, we're going to have a banquet to celebrate that. And our guest of honor is going to be Manfred Tatzman, who at the time was an employee at what at the time was called Community Mental Health. And he lives in Minneapolis now, and he's a consultant and semi-retired, and he's coming back to speak and to talk about the origin of the group and some of the early days and the history of it.
So you are inviting folks, I'm assuming, to be a part of this whole thing.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be at the Upfront and Company at 6 o'clock on Thursday. The cost to attend is $30. We got information out to most people, but I wanted to talk to you guys and to your listeners, because I wanted to make sure that folks who might have retired, might be kind of out of the scene, who remember when this is going on, would know about this, because they'd want to get together and share their memories with us.
You talk about it being 25 years ago with this coming together, and it was sort of a different mindset at the time that, you know, this was a new way of thinking. And now, obviously, it has had very fruitful success. When you, with your personal involvement with youth development and youth assets and those types of things here in our community, what do you think has been the best accomplishment, and what is still left to do?
Well, the best accomplishment, I'd say the way services are coordinated right now, being able to provide a lot more complicated services for young people who really are in need right here at home, rather than them having to travel 300 miles to go to, you know, Petoskey or Grand Rapids or Lansing, being able to provide all of the services here, being able to coordinate as well as they are, those are some of the huge accomplishments that we've had.
So what do you think is kind of left, that what do we need to do as a community to make it, I guess, even better, or at least improve?
What we can improve on is if everyone in the community really understood that they're involved in youth development. Wherever they are, whoever they are, you see kids in your neighborhood, you see kids in your family, even if you don't have kids. You have grandkids, you have nieces and nephews, you have little cousins. Everybody's involved in youth development. This isn't just about teachers. It's not just about mental health professionals. It's not just about juvenile courts. And it's not just about parents. That it really, the old cliche, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it really is true. It really does take everybody in the community to be a part of.
I think we all had that neighbor or that guy on the end of the block that was willing to, you know, umpire the baseball game when the kids got together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Simplicity like that is really what you're talking about.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. And if we do that with intentionally rather than just kind of accidentally, the kindly person in the neighborhood who looks out for the neighborhood kids, who is willing to volunteer to umpire little league games, mm-hmm. and so forth, or mentor kids. Rather than do that accidentally, if we did that a little bit more intentionally and everybody said, yeah, I kind of have a part in this.
Well, we know the dinner is coming up this week. Again, the details on it are what, when, and where?
It's going to be Thursday night, 6 o'clock starts our social hour. The cost is $30, and if you want to register for the dinner, you can go to the website, www.upchildrenscoalition.org.
Or best, can they find you for more?
How do they certainly can call me. They can call me at my office, 228-8919, extension 29.